AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insights. That's oracle.com/insights. oracle.com/insights.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
All right, that's enough of that. Welcome to the Eric Zane Show Patreon bonus podcast. Typically, we do this just on Patreon, but there's news, and I'm going to get into it. For me, the free podcast ended as normal. Oops. And hang on.
Fucking shit!
Ha ha ha! Yeah! Free podcast ended as normal. And I'm taking Daisy Dew and oatmeal and Benny the One-Eyed Wonder Dog and Bruce out for a walk. And I get a text. And it says, are you reading the latest about Joe from Free Beer and Hot Wings? I go, I have no idea. No, I don't know what's up. And I hear, well, the ex is throwing him under the bus and accusing him of terrible things. And if you're just joining me, there's like, hey, why is this not on Patreon? It is. I don't know what, you know what? Bear with me. I'm kind of fried today. It should be on. If not, it's on YouTube, Twitch. It's on all the places. I wanted this to be everywhere. So I think maybe because I'm putting it live on YouTube. And save your questions for now, please. You know, because I'm trying to stay focused because there's a lot coming at me right now in terms of what is going on. Hang on. God damn it. It's embarrassing. So embarrassing. Anyway, I'm hearing what the fuck is going on. That Joe apparently beat up some chick or something like that. And I'm like, no, come on now. So I got to work. Kevin wrote, another ex of Joe claiming abuse. Uh-oh. Kyler writes, was he on this morning? Kevin says, no idea. I don't listen. Just seen Reddit and Facebook posts. It's one of Kelly's friends. They got that girl on there named Kelly. And you remember she had this young friend who Joe and her hit it off. And then in November, they broke up. And that was the thing that led to Joe had this big, horribly sad moment on the air in which he threw me under the bus. Some dispute that, but I think he did. But he also disputed the ex. Her name's Ashley Russell, who was before this latest chick. Accused her of beating him and lying about having a baby, and they were having a good laugh. And I put her on my show. I put Ashley on to dispute those manipulations. We didn't go into her being abused, but if you recall, that was the chick in Chicago that Joe went to jail for. Now, there's a whole nother yarn to that. that we have not gotten into, you and I and her, her and I and you, about how that unfolded. And we kind of figured we were scared. We left it alone. Fear of retribution, fear of bad things happening to all of us. But we did feel the need to discuss what was said on the show. And we did. And, when you do something like that, it just depends on who you believe. To a lot of people who might support their show, they're saying, oh, well, she's a crazy bitch and I'm an asshole. And that's fine. But I stand by all of that. And I'd be more than willing to get her back on if she's up for that. Hell, I'd be more than willing to get any woman on who's been abused by Joe or claims to be abused by Joe at this point. After all of that settled down, I said Joe's going to get fired this year. And then I waited until today. And so I see this and I'm like, well, what's going on? I'm going to need more information. So let's get into it. This is the Instagram story for the ex-girlfriend. Her name is Rachel Kelso. She is on the radio. She has come out and forward to the world on her Instagram claiming abuse. Okay? I want to make sure I got everything here, all my ducks in a row, so that this is as effective as possible. All right. So, this is Rachel V's Instagram. She writes on her story, by the way, radio personalities are paid. I think I'm getting this backwards, but at this point she said radio personalities are paid for their endorsements. She's in radio, by the way. Paid for their endorsements and appearances. Don't put your money into the hands of abusers or the companies that support them. At Shitty PD, at Shitty Radio Jack. So she's pissed about something. Knowledge of abuse and not taking real action is complacency. Okay. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Be on the right side of history. Stop supporting abusers. For radio listeners, that includes not showing up for live events, halting subscriptions of their content, and switching the damn dial. There are so many other amazing jocks out there entertaining and making a difference in their community. Support the good and ditch the rotten. This is her doing some type of exercise. All right. Now she is pointing the mad finger directly at our old boy Joe. Things at Town Square Media knows about my abuser, and at Compass Media Net should too. That is the syndicator. That's Peter Kosan is his name. He hit me. He damaged my property. He threatened me and my family. He shared multiple non-consensual stories about me, especially pertaining to sex. He's abused several other women. Their solution, mandatory therapy, and he stays on the air. The radio industry supports and protects abusers. Enough is enough. She's all in. Yeah, it's not fair. You get, what the fuck? Why am I looking at Lizzo now? God damn it. Well, that's terrible shit. I was just getting to the good part. Hang on. I'll get to the bottom of this. Right, here she is with a new guy. That's good. All right. I don't know what the deal was. Maybe it timed out or something like that. That's okay. But you got the big part of it, okay? Some questions. What is this about? Trying to figure it out myself. This is about our old boy, Joe. I reached out to Rachel, by the way. Hi, Rachel. My name is Eric Zane. I used to work with Joe. I now host a podcast. It's not the biggest thing, but it is what I do for a living. I've been married to my wife for 30 years. I have three grown kids, one of which is my middle daughter, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I give her my background and tell her what I need to tell her. And she is, I'm not going to read any more of that, but she is just laying waste on this. Hold on a second here. I need to get more information. This is all unfolding as we speak. Okay. There are way too many creepy, slimy, predatory assholes in this business. Radio. Those you think you know, you don't abuse, isn't something that these people are punished for in this industry. The truth is you can tell a joke. It doesn't matter who you abuse. Again, she wrote at Compass Media, which is the Freeburn Outwing Show syndication company, and at Town Square Media, which is Joe's employers. She wrote to them, "You should know, he hit me. He damaged my property. He threatened me and my family. He shared multiple non-consensual stories about me, especially pertaining to sex. He's abused several other women. Their solution, mandatory therapy, and he stays on air." She doesn't name him, but I don't give a fuck. We know what the fuck is going on. This person wrote to Rachel, "What's a bummer is when they are reported, but HR takes the side of the aggressor and cites the victim for speaking up." She is all in, and I have been in touch with Ashley, and she is, those two are having a meeting of the minds, and that's fucking sweet. Oh my God. So this is all happening right now. Kent just getting in here. Kent, you need to know. Jamingo, I'm gonna set you down for a period of time, buddy. Stay in your lane. Kent says, "I'm only here because of Twitch notifications. What's going on?" Well, Kent, the sweet lady that Joe was crying about last November has fucking pulled the rug out from underneath him in a harsh, harsh way. Oh, my God. Holy fuck. Man. So as this has kind of showed itself to the world, I was tipped off that the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show subreddit has caught fire, and I am going to now go to that, and we can kind of go over it bit by bit. Hey friends, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insights. That's oracle.com/insights. oracle.com/insights.
They posted Rachel's post on there, and this thing is really taking off. There's the post again that they screenshot. And let's do what everybody wants to do, and that is look at the fucking comments. Sort by new. Zayn was fired from making fun of pants, and Joe does all this shit and gets to stay. What the actual fuck? No, this is it. He's done. He won't be on. Today was his last day, I can promise you. This is it. And, you know, had I been friends with these guys, I might have kept my mouth shut, and that is to no attribute of my own. I would have ended up covering this up too, because I'm just as guilty of being an asshole as much as they are. But fuck these guys. They were looking for a reason to dump Zayn. Joe is the only thing keeping people interested in the show anymore. They can't afford to lose him. Well, maybe they will keep him. I don't know. Charged with domestic violence, blames the girl. Violence alleged with new girl, blames past trauma. Late for work, aggressively charges at Cass. Blames Cass for not waking him up. Pretty concerning. There's now at least a second accusation. You need to know this, too. There's a young lady by the name of Gina Rizzolo. Gina lives in New Jersey. Gina reached out to me. I didn't work for the company at the time. Gina reached out to me years ago. Seems like there's something there, too. Oh. The only way she isn't referring to Joe is if she dated another radio personality in the past and, happens to work for Compass Media. Oh. That being said, I don't see Freeburn Hot Wings actually doing anything about this. You got to understand, Kelly is a close friend with the chick. Okay? And she is all about, you know, what's right and wrong. I mean, younger people her age, you know, this is the day and an age we live in. Women have a fucking voice now. All right? And they've made it very clear on that show that that's the direction of the show. Okay? They kind of, it's different. You know, whatever. It works. I'm not here to criticize that. And she, you know, I mean, it's a different direction. And there is no fucking way she's got so much clout there that they're going to let that happen. Joe's fucking done. This is done. There is no way he'll be allowed back. I would be surprised at that because Kelly on that show has been so staunch about, you know, I mean, fuck, you know, treat women with respect and try not to beat them and shit like that. Oh my God. And the fact that she's a close friend of the young redhead. Holy shit. This is ugly. That being said, I don't see Freeburn Hot Wings actually doing anything about this unless there's some kind of direct accusation. The way media enterprises usually seem to deal with controversy is the old ignore it and it will go away method. Well, maybe. It's extremely effective. Yeah, but I would be shocked. Seriously, this is a fucking radio show. And you know what, frankly? If they let him go, the show would be fine. You got to cut ties. I've been in this boat before. There comes a time on a show like when I was on that show that you know, you kind of weigh your options. Is it worth it to keep him around? No. That's what happened to me. And, I don't begrudge anybody for that. I've always owned that. Granted, I was never accused of hitting a woman. But, I mean, where does it end? I would say that these accusations, the trouble that this is causing him and will cause him is just as every bit as damaging as me making fun of Joel's pants, right? I mean, doesn't that make sense? So I think he's fucking gone. Even though I think they won't, the show needs to address this. We know they creep around here to read hate posts. So they will see this post if they haven't already. I actually tagged them in my posts that I'm going to be talking about this. I don't know if they'll ever fucking listen, but yeah, this is fucking terrible. If she isn't talking about Joe and they know it, they need to clarify before speculation gets out of control. If she is talking, well, I don't think there's another Compass Media team member that Rachel was dating. Come on now. I have listened to the show since 0203 and have been a subscriber to the podcast since 06. If this is not taken seriously and if he's kept on the show, I will definitely be canceling my subscription after over 16 years. I believe this woman, and she is absolutely right. Enough is enough. This is the second accusation, as far as you know. It's time to stop protecting him to keep him on the show just because he is funny. I also truly hope that Kelly stands up for her friend on this and refuses to work with her friend's abuser, according to this person. Trucker Dan, who I know, fucking idiot. Oh, shit. What am I doing here? God damn it. Oh, what is wrong with me? It's almost like Eric knew what he was talking about. Gina Marie says, I wonder if he's hit her up for an interview yet. Not yet. I thought about it. I was close, but I said, you know, even I can't be that. I gotta lay back. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. If she reached out to me today and said, hey, I want to be in your podcast, you better fucking believe I'm going to put her on. I will put... This door is open for any woman that used to date Joe. We're going to get together all women that Joe has even taken out for a fucking milkshake and sing Kumbaya. That's what the door is open for. It will fit them all in here. We'll have the dogs farting because they'll all be hot because Joe does not date any chick that is like 9 or lower. We'll do it. Okay. That is going to happen. Well, I have the door open. I am not going to dismiss any of those notions. And for all of you assholes on Reddit that threw me under the bus for all of that shit, fuck you. Fuck you, you assholes. Suck my dick when I'm shitting. Gina then adds, if it wasn't Joe, you'd think she'd have clarified that. She knows how it's going to look or be perceived. I believe Rachel. I do too. This person writes, kind of gives me the sense that maybe Joe's on-air breakdown last year was him already trying to spin the narrative away from him being an abuser and towards him being a victim. Huh, you think? Oh my God. Okay. Well, have at it. I've got a dentist appointment at 2:10, and I'm pissed because I want to talk more about this motherfucker. All right? So this is what I'm going to do. This will be topic one tomorrow on the free show. I might even do another show today about this. And it's going to be if Wood TV says long time radio host Joe Gassman fired. Holy shit. Incredible news. Wow. This chick, this Rachel, is all in. Pushed all the chips in and dropped the bomb. That is fantastical. 9 minutes ago, Murder Thumbs wrote, Leech Eric Zane already on the case. You're goddamn right I am. Ugh. Excuse me. This has something to do with me, whether you know it or not. Okay? I've predicted this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen. It's about goddamn time it happened. All right? So, again, fuck off. Kindly fuck off. All right. For those folks on Patreon, Kent asked, did he abuse internet porn Jenny? I do not know the answer to that. I have many answers, but I don't have an answer to that. John Jamingo says, look at Eric bathe in Joe's misery. Oh, shut up, John. Only a little, goddammit. Only a little bit of bathing. There is a little bathing. I would say I am knee deep in the bath in his misery. Okay? Brian Callahan says, I missed it. What happened? Are you fucking dummy? You got to go back and check this shit out. Fucking Joe is being accused by his ex of abuse. The redhead that he cried on the air about saying, I love you and I miss you and this is all my fault. Fuck you, Joe, you fucking loser. Oh, my God. All right, stay tuned. I suggest you go to the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show subreddit. So reddit.com/r. Wait a minute. How do you do that? reddit.com/r/FBHW. All right? And you can follow along with what that fucking mangy bunch of cunts is saying. Some of them actually do make sense, but I kind of hate those fucks. But thank you very much. I was right. You were wrong. Fuck off. All right. Have a great rest of your day. I'm going to get my teeth cleaned.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insights. That's oracle.com/insights. oracle.com/insights.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.